Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18 real truck drivers and men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the letters delivered and the packages and all that good stuff to where they need to go. And let's not forget, either, our suicide jockeys taking the hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks working right now and our Amazon drivers out there on the road delivering. And we just heard from some couple drivers that are leaving our area, going north up towards Atlanta. So they're going back that way tonight. So you guys truck them careful. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And, of course, we're there as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S, America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, let's take a little trip, go out to California, IA, find out what's going on out there with our professor of politics and none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy, and we got some chilly skies and a cool temperature here. Thank you very much, boys and girls. All right, and chilly temperatures here. It's 50 degrees here tonight.
Wow, yeah, that is chilly. Well, here in Southern California, we got you beat by about 5 degrees, but right now it's sprinkling outside, so
sprinkling.
You win.
Okay, well, I don't want sprinkling when it's cold out because that makes it feel even worse. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's correct, yes.
Now, we have a developing story, breaking story, that we've been watching since about 8:30 last night when it first came out on the wires out of East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State University. There has been a shooting, a mass shooting, an individual as yet unidentified, not reportedly a student there, came onto campus and shot and killed three students. Wounded five others. Some are in very serious condition, may or may not survive. And then was confronted by police as he was leaving the campus. Don't know if he was walking, driving, or what he was doing. But he committed suicide and killed himself.
This is what we know at this hour, Captain, and this information is very new as the Michigan State University police were just finished a briefing just right before we came on air tonight. They identified the person as a 43-year-old man. Earlier in the evening, they had put out the information that the police were on the lookout for a black man, as they called, short in stature. It turns out that he was not affiliated with the university, we understand. You're right. He did make contact with law enforcement, and during that contact, he evidently shot himself, taking his own life. We know right now, as we were talking about, three people have been killed. We don't know for sure if they were students or what the capacity they were with the university. We also know five others are wounded. Some of them with life-threatening injuries. We understand at this hour.
Now, it's my understanding these shootings took place in two different locations on the campus.
That's correct. One of the shootings began at a place called Berkeley Hall, which is mostly, I believe, social science type of classrooms. Then the other shooting took place at a place called the MSU Union. Now, this is just down the road on a road called Grand River Avenue, and it's not all that far away from each other. But evidently, this assailant came into this place. It was not yet secured for the day. It was open to the public, we understand, but closed down at night, at least where the shooting began at the Berkeley Hall, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that began. We understand two people were killed there and one person killed at the MSU Union.
Now, we will keep our eyes on this so that you don't have to, and we will report any updates that are there. But I don't expect that we will hear much of anything else until tomorrow, because it's pretty much been told to us that until they get the next of kin notified and all the different people that need to be told about their loved ones, because there's been people sheltering in place and everybody's wondering where their students are and all that, until they get all that done, they're not going to be giving us a lot of information. And I understand that.
Well, of course. And what we do know, Captain, that the MSU Police Department there gave the all clear. They don't believe there's any other threat to the campus right now. They have said they're no longer in lockdown.
And kudos to the police. Kudos to the fire department. Kudos to the EMS for their tremendous response and getting there and doing what needed to be done to make this a lot less of a problem than what it could have been. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by a sponsor that I use their product religiously. Talked about it yesterday, Relief Factor. I talked about it with a person that was asking me about it. And I take it because it works. It's that simple. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't be hearing me talking about it. Now, the best part about it is the product is all natural, has no drugs in it at all. It's 100% drug-free. Now, the combination of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to fight inflammation, which is where you get the pain from, and the swelling, and the irritation. Now, it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going straight to the source. And again, it works. I would not be telling you about it if it doesn't. Now, everybody's going to be a little different. Some people, it'll work quicker than it will in others, but there's a three-week quick start to just start with for $19.95, and the package itself is just that, a three-week supply, and you get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, and you'll get the product, $19.95. You'll try it. Take it away exactly the way it says to take it. Start out in the morning taking it with some food. You should always take it with food in the morning when you start out. And away you go and see what happens. Now, you can take more than one packet if you need to. I told you over the weekend I had a problem that I had with my leg from being at a gun show and standing up way too long. And I had to take two packets, so I took a total of three that day. But it kept my pain in check. It kept my swelling in check. And that's the whole purpose behind it. So, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do you always tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995. Go over there and check it out. All right, Mr. Kyle, you know, the Department of Defense yesterday, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, they declined an admiral, I guess it was an admiral, no, it was a general, an Air Force general, okay, declined to rule out the possibility that objects recently shot down over the United States could have extraterrestrial origins. General Glenn Van Herk said in an off-camera interview, "I haven't ruled anything out yet." So, now what?
Yes. Well, yes, you're right, Captain, and we recall what General Van Herk said yesterday, and it does seem a little odd, but I think he was in the context, they were asking him about, you know, what was this and who sent it and this kind of thing, and then somebody mentioned, well, you know, could it be extraterrestrial, and he says that we haven't ruled anything out. So it is a little bit of an odd answer, but Captain, I think that they're being just very close to the vest on this, because I don't think they want to give any kind of public recognition as and giving out any information that we do have more than we're letting on at this point.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to lay all the blame on Bag Admin Bob.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say it's his fault, and we know it, and he can't deny it. How's that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, somebody's got to take the blame on this.
Yeah, so we'll just give it to him.
Me. Yeah, yeah. Well, but at the same time, of course, Captain, it's very difficult because the American public has got to have some confidence, and I have a lot of confidence in what our military is capable of, what they're scanning for, how they're able to identify aerial vehicles of some kind, all kidding aside about it being extraterrestrial in origin. But when they talk about the idea that it's octagonal and we don't know how it's aloft and we don't know what it's doing there, we don't know what it's really all about, you know, it does sort of beg the question, well, wait a minute, you know, what are we really dealing with here?
Well,
and we're shooting them down, you know, once we locate them now, evidently.
Well, the problem is no two have been exactly alike.
Right. That's also very interesting.
Yeah. No two have been exactly alike. There's been some similarities, but they're not exactly alike. Size is different. What they're described as looking like, a couple of things, the size of a small car shaped cylindrically, shaped horizontally. That sounds like a drone.
Yes, exactly. By the way, nobody has piped up to say, okay, you shot down our aerial vehicle. Of course, they
want to
be identified. Yes, that's right. But at the same time, you know, it's not a weather balloon. I mean, I think we have pretty certain that it's not a United States Weather Service weather balloon or something like that.
Nope.
Because those are known. Those are tracked. Those have characteristics that are identifiable. So, and I guess the other bizarre theory idea is that we have some kind of Bond villain out there who's floating these things up in the sky for what unknown nefarious purpose. But at this point, just like General Van Herk, I don't know if we can rule anything out at this point, whether it's a state actor or a private actor of some kind. We just don't know yet. But certainly, Captain, I would think that they'd be recovering some of the wreckage of this and analyzing it.
Well, they are recovering the wreckage. We know that. And they are analyzing it. We know that. And we're just not being told what it is they're recovering yet.
Right. And I think for the purpose of trying to, as I said, keep it close to the vest so that when the United States does act or there are some kind of retribution or consequences, it comes as a surprise to whomever is doing something that violates our national airspace, our sovereignty.
Now, I know this. One of the F-16s that went after one of the balloons or one of the UAVs, it doesn't say balloon in the story, but it missed the target. It was a miss. So a multi-million-dollar missile went off somewhere, but it did not hit the target.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that's a very interesting in and of itself.
Now, the reason why was because the avionics, the electronics in the device that he was firing the missile at, steered it away from the target.
Well, that is a
How do you like that?
Yeah. Well, right. So now it does beg the question, are we dealing with technology that we're not aware of that some actor has that has been under development that we don't know about in some way, or that has the ability to divert or scramble our own technology or our technology with our fighter jets and missiles and so forth?
Right. Now, there's a brouhaha that's been started as a result of Kerry Lake in the Super Bowl about the, quote, black national anthem that was sung. Have you seen the pictures of Kerry Lake sitting down with her legs crossed, just merely watching it from sitting while people were standing around her?
Yes, yes.
And that's created quite a brouhaha amongst her political standing, if you will, not only with the Democrats, but also with some Republicans. But to that, I say to each his own, it's not the national anthem. It doesn't duplicate as a national anthem. We have a national anthem, and it's not what that person was singing.
Well, that's true. And it'd be interesting to see, you know, sort of where this all goes. I think that, I did see the performance and so forth, and I think everybody more or less was very respectful and so forth. It was part of the pregame show.
From a lot of accusations of lip singing.
Right. Right. Well, but that's also to be expected in large venue events like that, that are made for television. I'm not surprised.
Okay. Now, briefly, because we'll talk about this more when we come back. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chairman James Comer from Kentucky, the Republican, has publicly called for an investigation into the Secret Service's alleged interactions with Hunter Biden after their characterization of the agency's relationship with the president's son, calling it bizarre because on numerous instances the Secret Service has stepped in to bail Hunter out of situations where he was in trouble, not just in the United States, but overseas, and got out of that trouble because of the actions of the Secret Service.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't
yeah.
it? We have to keep this guy out of trouble because, you know, his father is so influential, is the vice president or the president or what have you. Yeah, sounds just like a movie.
Yeah, and some of it involved his activities with the hookers, some of whom were underage. Some of it involved drugs. All of which was illegal at the time. But there you go. So hold that thought. And folks, you couldn't make that stuff up if you tried. Hunter Biden, yep, the gigolo that he is. He needs to be in jail. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A gunman opened fire Monday night at Michigan State University, killing three people and wounding five more before fatally shooting himself off campus amid an hours-long manhunt during which frightened students hid in the dark. Police reported the man's death early Tuesday, 4 hours after the shooting broke out, first at Berkeley Hall, an academic building, and then nearby at the MSU Union, a popular hub to eat or study. Hundreds of officers had scoured the East Lansing campus about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for the suspect, whom police described as a short black man with red shoes, a jean jacket, and a bald cap. Michigan State is canceling all its activities on campus, including all sporting events for the next 48 hours following the deadly shooting at the school on Monday. The news affects the Spartans men's basketball game against Minnesota on Wednesday and men's tennis, which was scheduled to host Drake. MSU's women's basketball team is set to visit Purdue on Wednesday, but it's unclear at this time if that game will be affected. Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, we have a superstar in our midst, and that's one of our listeners named Wally. It seems Wally bought a brand new MyPillow bed, lock, stock, Kitty Hawk, the whole thing, and he's got it now, and he's sleeping on it, and it seems to be, from what he's telling me, if I got this right, and I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here, he's having the best night's sleep he's ever had.
Yeah, that's what we understand, and way to go, Wally.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to hear from someone who's got this particular product and letting us know how great it is.
Well, I was thinking about buying one of those things, but I didn't really know anybody that had one that was going to champion one, and here he is telling us how great it is, so he's made up my mind.
Absolutely. And the great part about it, too, Captain, is that he saved a bundle just by using the promo code Captain.
He saved $600.
Yeah, that's no small chunk of change.
No kidding. That's definitely no small chunk of change, and way to go, Wally. But, you know, right now, MyPillow.com, sales is what it's all about. And he's just absolutely giving away the farm when it comes to his pillows. Buy one, get one. He's got the brand new pillow 2.0. And any size you want, buy one, get one. He's got the towels. You save a bunch of money with that. He's got the Giza sheets. Save a bunch of money with that. He's got the slippers as low as $19.98. And that's a huge savings compared to what they normally go for. And then, of course, he's got the pajamas and the other stuff in there in the MyPillow.com website. So all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and when you get there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Double-click on that, go in there, and it'll ask you for a promo code so you can start saving money right away and see what you'll save. Well, your promo code will always be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. And when you go in there, you will see savings of 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90% in some cases, and I'm not exaggerating. There are some tremendous deals in there. The Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to call them up and talk to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Call them up. Give them the promo code Captain, and away you go, and you'll find out how much money you'll save on different things. And I'd be more than happy to tell you and work with you. And I'm telling you, MyPillow.com, one of the best companies I've ever done business with. And, again, their products are just absolutely great. 60-day guarantee, no questions asked. You got a problem with it, send it back. You get your money back.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, well, here we go again, back to the missing story. Who button, who's got the button? You know, North Carolina has a GOP lieutenant governor and a Democratic governor. You know that, right?
Right.
Now, the lieutenant governor Monday defended a pending parents' bill of rights, which is in the state, saying that parents have lost patience with the all-powerful election educational cabal. In an interview on Newsmax, Mr. Mark Robinson, who's a lieutenant governor, said that he knows the pulse of the people, that it's out there, and they've seen it across the country, not just in North Carolina, that parents have absolutely lost their patience with this all-powerful educational cabal, and thinks that people should know better than they do. And the parents are not being given credit for knowing anything. And the school systems are just running ramshot over the parents and the kids, and it's not helping the kids out, certainly, and things have to change.
Well, things do have to change, Captain, because we don't have to go that far back in our nation's history, in the modern age here, to find a time when there was a lot of agreement on the fact that kids needed to be educated, they needed to understand the basics, the old reading, writing, and arithmetic kind of a thing, that education, our education system, was there to prepare them to go out into the world and be successful, and be able to have a job and have certain basic skills they would be able to apply. But now, of course, it seems to have turned into something much different than that, mainly being politically correct, politically savvy, being woke, being able to converse in that way only. Everything else seems to be secondary. So what this educational cabal is in reaction to the, or in relation to the parents are saying, wait a minute, what why do you guys have an agenda? We should be agenda free in that regard.
And I wonder what happens to those who were out there trying to do the best they could for the kids and putting the children ahead of the school district. Now it seems to be the other way around. They're doing everything they can for the almighty buck that the school district's going to get from the government, because it's all about money, and they're not caring for what the parents and the kids are talking about.
Well, that's true. And then also, if correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the Justice Department have a big row with parents thinking that they were somehow, I hate to say the word, domestic terrorists of some sort?
Yes, they did.
Because they were getting up in arms as to the kinds of things their kids were being taught, the way they were being taught it, whether or not it was in line with traditional American mores and values and perspective. It just seems that if you go contrary to what this quote-unquote cabal wants to do, then you're going to be labeled as a major, major problem.
Now, let's see if you're up on this. What happens to the tax code in 2025?
Well, you got a lot of these tax cuts and other provisions that are going to expire then.
That's because they were put in place under Donald Trump, correct?
Right.
All right. Well, I think we should keep them, all of them. And House Republicans right now are looking to make permanent the taxes that expire in 2025.
Well, sure. And, you know, Captain, it seems like this kind of thing sells itself. You know, you're going to have to put Democrats into the position, as they sometimes, I guess, are very comfortable being, trying to explain to everybody why we have to really tax the people and these kinds of tax provisions and these cuts and so forth. They've got to go away. And they'll just say because somebody's not paying their fair share. Well, Captain, I think you could interview just about anybody on the street in America, and they're probably thinking they're paying a lot more than their fair share already. And the idea that somebody wants to take away what little was cut out, relatively speaking, I think would really infuriate them.
Well, yeah, and something else that's going on here is obviously we can blame immigration for a lot of the problems we currently have, can't we?
Well, certainly, yeah, the unfettered immigration, sure.
Yeah. Now, I gotta switch to something here real quick. Pete Buttigieg was at some event in Washington, D.C., speaking about something, and he never said a word about the horrible trail derailment in, I believe it was it Illinois, East Palestine, Illinois?
East Palestine, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, never said a word about it and what was going on there. And how could you not say that when you're the Secretary of Transportation and you got a train that's derailed that's literally blowing the city into pieces?
Well, I'll tell you why, and you're right. I believe it's Ohio. I was thinking as you were, but okay. Yes, East Palestine, Ohio, I believe. It's exactly almost the same reason why we just talked about the education issue, and that's because it's not about doing infrastructure and being the guy who's in charge of infrastructure and making sure it's all working and being improved or being maintained. It's about the political message, and this is what Pete Buttigieg is best at. He was out there talking about somehow that there wasn't the diversity of workers, and he's saying these things in order to try to placate particular audiences or particular venues he's speaking at.
Yeah, he was saying that white rural workers were taking the jobs of blacks.
Right, exactly, as if it's being they're being taken away.
Well, last I checked, the blacks weren't out in the rural areas.
Well, but the idea is that everything is racialized. Every single thing, whether in other words, it's not nefarious. What he was describing wasn't some nefarious plot. It was just the way that it was at that time. And I guess you could dig into the reasons and demographics and location and all the other stuff. But he was presenting it almost as, at least in my opinion, as if this was somehow thought out and being done on purpose.
All right, hold that thought. Poster, going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yep, we got some weather to talk about for sure. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Come out and have lunch with me today. Mission Barbecue, West Water.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, boys. Here we go.
Nailing the shingles on the roof of this house where the man says it's 108. The sweat soaking up the back of my shirt. I'm as thirsty as this red dirt play. Yeah, Friday night, almost hitting time, and the boys wanna have some fun. They like to kick back with a nice cold draft and an oversized frosty mug. I like a hot one, like a shotgun. I'll double the next to me. Yeah.
like the hot one. Kyle, who's that group? Well, wait a minute. Who's that group, Kyle?
Yeah, that is none other than the Soul Circus Cowboys.
Yeah, and that's one of their trade line, hotline, headline songs, Hot One. That's a good one there. Good way to start tonight. All right, well, we got, my goodness, look at the weather here. This looks like a picture puzzle with all the different stuff here west of the Rockies out there by you. Holy smokes, and it's all coming east. So tell me what's going on out your way.
All right, Captain, we're going to start with some Mountain Pass updates here. Right now, Snoqualmie Pass up on I-90, they're saying that travel both east and westbound is closed right now. We've got the vehicle
blizzard warnings.
That's right, and vehicle spinouts also blocking the roadway. We understand snowing hard there, so please do be aware of that. And be sure to check before you actually start going over Snoqualmie this morning. Over on Cabbage, we've got snow flurries. We've also got reports of spots of ice on the roads, 28 degrees right there. So do be careful there. Now, we're going to look real quick at the snow and rain that we see on the radar map right now. We do have a lot of snow in central and mostly in eastern Montana. This is coming out of Bozeman. If you're coming out I-90, heading through Big Timber, Columbus, Billings, over towards Hardin and Hysham, and on your way up towards Forsyth, you definitely have snow and sleet all through that area. It's going to stretch on up to about U.S. Highway 2 as you head over to North Dakota, so be careful there. That snow also we see around Idaho Falls down in Idaho. This is going to go all the way down Interstate 15 through Logan, Utah, to Salt Lake City as well. Also, Walla Walla has snow right now in Washington, and just a little bit west of Seattle, pardon me, east of Seattle, and then a little bit south of Seattle as you head down Interstate 5, you could run into some sleet, possible snow right now, snow to the west and Portland as well, so be careful with that. And then as a general idea, we've definitely got winter storm watches all through Wyoming, Nevada, we've got in the southern part of Utah, all over New Mexico, that's mixed in with high wind warnings as well in the eastern part of the state, southern part of Colorado, winter storm watch, and we also have we've got high wind warnings out in the high desert of California and a freeze watch in the Central Valley. More next hour. Back to the captain.
Wow. Well, North Dakota, you got a lot of wind up there tonight, except over in the east part of North Dakota, I-29 coming up out of Fargo all the way up to the Canadian line and just inside into Minnesota as well. You've got rain tonight. Temperature such that it'll be rain. It's going to get colder, though, as the day goes along, so it might turn to snow and or ice. But over there coming out the west side of South Dakota, Rapid City coming into South Dakota for a good 100 miles, you're going to have snow. You do have a winter storm warning right there at Rapid City, so be advised of that. Once you clear it, you'll have snow for about 100 miles coming across South Dakota. Moving on down to Nebraska. You've got some snow in the panhandle of Nebraska tonight up there coming in out of Wyoming and some wind. And you've got some rain again coming across Kansas into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma. And then looking, or not Oklahoma, that's Nebraska. And then down into Nebraska, southern Nebraska, Kansas, western Kansas, central Kansas, there's rain down there. Down into the panhandle of Oklahoma to include Amarillo, Texas, there's rain down there in I-40. There's a lot of wind going on tonight. South across Texas, most of Texas is going to be a pretty good wind blowing there. And Oklahoma as well. That wind will continue over into Missouri and Illinois and Kentucky and Tennessee and the northern part of Alabama and the northern part of Louisiana and Mississippi, and got some wind down there along the Gulf tonight. So we got a lot of windy conditions going on. And it looks like as if the snow is starting to kick in northern New York right now, lee shore of Lake Ontario up there around Watertown, coming on down towards Sandy Pond. So be advised of that. And that could only get worse as the day goes along. And we do have a gale off the Atlantic Ocean bringing in around Cape Cod down towards Long Island, down into the southern part of New Jersey right now. So that's what's going on with the weather. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, it looks like as if winter is back.
It does look like it's back with a vengeance. And, you know, we knew it was six more weeks of winter, but not like this.
Thank you, Mr. Groundhog.
That's right.
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right.
All right. Well, tell us about the Pilots and Flying J's.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You want to go over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download it and join up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. You're also going to get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that you can get at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You'll also find out how to activate push for points. You can earn up to 4 points per gallon with just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yeah, not to forget about the fact that a lot of the Pilots and Flying J's are modernizing, and they're putting in full-service truck stops where you can get your oil changed, your tires replaced, get some minor truck repair done there as well. Maybe you got some light problems or something like that, reefer trouble, whatever, but it'll be pretty much basic, nothing all that technical, but it's better than what they've got in some places, and you'll also find a truck wash or two around them now because they're starting to put those up there.
That's exactly right. And overall, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, whether it's coming in from the cold or coming in from the hot. They've got what you're going to need, supplies, fuel, everything you need.
And if you've got a motorhome or an RV or a camping trailer, you're more than welcome to stay there. They got hookups for you. So there you go. They're really getting family and friendly oriented.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, Kyle, hold the thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more here, coming back the second hour with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. Don't forget, today I will be over at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. Have lunch with the captain. Step on by. We always have a good time. Always have a great friendly crew there. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.